I want you to hear from a child. We're going to continue our discussion, but I want you to hear from a child. In fact, throughout the course of this conversation, I'm going to want you to hear from some children. I really do want us to develop a greater love, a sincere love, a genuine love for each other. And of all ages. Part of the reason that it's so easy for so many people to either care very little for children or to actually hate children is because they've made a decision to hate everyone who is a member of the ethnic community of which those children are members. And so once people have made the decision that they're going to hate all the teenagers and all the young adults, all the older adults within a social class, within an ethnic class, it's easy for them to extend that hatred to the children in those various groups. The Lord Jesus had been talking with some people, and he had been challenged by the Pharisees about divorce. And after he explained to them about divorce, about marriage, and the way things are going to be in heaven, Matthew 19 and 13 informs us that little children were then brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. And that was messed up. The followers of Christ thought that it would be good for them to rebuke the grown folks who were bringing the children. Now, one good thing about this, at least the disciples were not rebuking the children for having come. They rebuked the people who brought them. But even that rebuke was out of place. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Our awesome Savior, the great King, Jesus, making it clear that he not only has time for children, but he loves children and recognizes their value and acknowledges their value. And he made it clear that the kingdom of heaven belongs to people who are like those children who have been brought to him. Very often, children, I'm not saying always now, but very often, children, when recognizing that what is being done is the right thing to do, will often just simply submit. Without inner struggles, unnecessary inner struggles, without unnecessary questionings, just submit. Just yield. Just flow with what the authority figure is doing. How often do adults question when questioning is unwarranted? Question just because. Question for the purpose of being contrary. Question for the purpose of being difficult. Question for the purpose of being rebellious. And generally speaking, children aren't like that. Even in the 21st century. Oh, I know that things are getting worse and things are not as smooth going as they were 80 years ago, 300 years ago. But by and large, even in this day and age, children tend to just come. They don't put up unnecessary fights. People get older and fights become more common, including fights that are totally unnecessary. Come ready to receive what the King is offering. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. How many children will we find in heaven? And see a lot of the adults that we knew for years missing. Listen to Samuel Green preach this sermon about Jonah.
When I think about all his greatness, I cannot help but to think how much he loves us and how much he wants us to spend forever with him. But in order for us to spend forever with him, we have to be obedient. Although he gives us a choice, whether or not to do the right thing. God gave Adam and Eve a choice, and we all know the choice they made. Now, Adam and Eve may have been the first to disobey, but they were not the only ones. One person was named Jonah, and Jonah is found in the Old Testament, the book of Jonah.
Now, before he proceeds, you know I want you to hear more of this. I want to point this out to you right now, though. This little boy, I don't know how old he is. I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 or 9, thereabouts. He is not holding on to a piece of paper and reading from that page. That is not what he's doing. Actually, in a church setting, dressed up in his suit, he's on the stage, standing there before the audience, preaching out of his heart, preaching from what he has learned, preaching from his mind. No sheets of paper in his hand. He is not reading to them. He is truly preaching this sermon. Tell you what, let me let you hear some more of this in just a few. I definitely want you to hear some more, but it's that time, a great time. We'll be right back. Amen.